John Williams here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue here on WGN Radio. Columnist Eric Zorn was on with Bill and Wendy. You may have heard the other day they were talking about the sweetened beverage tax, which is scheduled to go into effect July 1st in Cook County. And among other things, Eric said just real quickly here that it's regressive, that it'll even apply to ice. It will almost certainly end free refills. It's not working in Philadelphia that well, where they have instituted one like this. It's being implemented on false pretenses. It's not about our health. It's about the money, he said. It's illogical and it's steep. He said the levy will add 67 cents to the cost of a 2-liter bottle of pop. That 99-cent soda you're looking at will now be $1.66. $1.44 will be added to the cost of a 12-pack. Even a large drink at a fast food restaurant would go up 32 cents, and that's starting July 1st. And by the way, we're in the middle of June. So we thought we'd get the other side of that. Cook County President Tony Preckwinkle joins us now on WGN Radio. Tony, thanks for taking our call. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Thanks very much, John.
I suppose you read that article or heard a little bit about it. Out of the gate, what's your general response to Eric Zorn there?
Well, I think the first thing I would say to our listeners is that if you want good government, you got to pay for it. You know, 46% of our budget is public health, 41% is public safety. That means 87% of our budget is dedicated to supporting public health and public safety. And without additional revenue, we would have seen layoffs of doctors and nurses in our health and hospital system, sheriff's deputies, correctional officers, prosecutors, public defenders in our courts. I mean, there's no way that you can meet the needs that we see in public health and public safety without additional revenue. And we decided that this was the way in which we were going to go. And let me just say, you know, we've got some communities in our county in which young people get 25% of their calories from sweetened beverages. And we've got chronic problems with diabetes and obesity in our country. And just as we, in the past, in the 1960s, decided that, frankly, cigarettes were a public health hazard and we needed to tax them and restrict the places that people could smoke and run an education campaign about smoking. We're part of a larger national effort to call attention to the detrimental effects of sweetened beverages. And, you know, I think that if you've got to raise revenue, you ought to do it in a responsible way. And I surely think this is responsible and contributes to public health.
If you didn't need the revenue, Tony, would you still be behind this? Would you still propose or sign this?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we need a revenue, and then we've got to figure out what's the most responsible way to get that revenue. The county has not raised property taxes at its portion of the property tax bill for more than 20 years.
But you see my point, right? I mean, maybe you don't love this means to an end. I get it. You started by saying we need the money. If you want good government, you have to pay for it. This is a way
exactly
to do that. But if you didn't need the money, would you still be behind this?
Well, I think that there are good public health reasons to tax sweetened beverages, but clearly the reason we have taxes at all is to support government. I mean, we depend on property taxes, although we haven't raised the county's portion of the property tax bill in more than 20 years. We depend on sales taxes. We depend on a variety of taxes and fees to support government. So it's kind of hard for me to figure out how to answer your question.
Well, I guess you could say I don't like this either, but I just have to do it. I mean, I don't want to be government telling people how to lead their lives. We shouldn't eat donuts and drink soda, but we do. But that's an individual choice. I'm going to do this because at least I can justify it by saying it's good for us. But at the end of the day, I don't want to have to tax soda this much. I don't hear you saying that, and yet I think that's a defensible thing to say.
Well, you know, we've talked to the health experts around the country, and their view is that in order to have an impact on consumption, you have to have at least a penny an ounce tax, and that's the minimum that we apply. Places like Berkeley and Philadelphia, I think, Berkeley and Seattle had higher rates, but it's, you know, that's the number we agreed with our healthcare advocate.
Tony, did you contemplate other sugary or sweet foods or beverages? I mean, some Starbucks drinks won't be included, and donuts won't be included. Those are bad for us too. Were you at all interested in expanding this?
No, actually, the worst for you is the sweetened beverages, in terms of sugar consumption, and we focused on what we knew was the most detrimental to public health, given the fact that we had to raise revenue, and we're not the nanny state. We're just government looking for resources to do the things that the public expects. And they expect the health and hospital system to be available to all who need it, and they surely expect our criminal justice system to work for the benefit of all of our citizens. So those are our major jobs. That's 87% of our budget.
I'm confused about people that are SNAP recipients. If I'm on some sort of public assistance, will I have to pay this tax?
It's not some sort of public assistance. It's only SNAP. And although we got an initial read from the Illinois Department of Revenue that we could apply this to SNAP, their most recent decision was that SNAP recipients were exempt.
Were exempt. So a SNAP recipient doesn't have to pay that. So the retailer has to. How does the retailer handle that? How do they know if I'm a? They present a card, then they don't charge them the tax. They pay a different price than the other people. Do you know how that would actually
posted,
go at the retail
point? Apparently, we've arranged with retailers to have posted rules about these things, and those who pay for their benefits with I guess it's called the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program,
right.
SNAP, are exempt from both state and local taxes, all state and local taxes.
I could see, I'm sure you could too, how that would be complicated for the retailer. Somebody has
right.
to pay
and,
one
and
price.
Actually, we initially promulgated rules on this in March. We've sort of tweaked the rules since, all at the request of stakeholders. The changes we've made, we put out initial rules and regulations in March, and we've added some tweaks since then, but all at the request of the stakeholders with whom we've been meeting. And actually, we've had a total of meetings or conference calls of about 20 with folks in the industry.
Yeah. I'll let you get the last word in here about all of that. So what do you say to the people in the beverage industry, the distributors, the retailers, people that are telling me that it's either going to be an inconvenience for them or it may actually cost them money and jobs? What do you say to those people?
You know, I think what we've seen elsewhere in the country is that consumption shifts. And in particular, it shifts to those beverage juices, for example, which are 100% juice drinks, which are exempt from this, and water. I mean, people change their consumption habits in the same way that I think a lot of people were inclined to stop smoking just because smoking got expensive. You know, if you look at what happened in Berkeley, California, the sale of healthier beverages such as water and milk and fruit juice increased after the tax.
Hmm.
So people change their consumption patterns.
Cook County Board President Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. While you and John were talking about this tax, Cook County Clerk David Orr was talking to reporters at Daily Plaza and announced he's not going to run for re-election, that he's hanging it up, I think, after about 40 years in public service. I just wonder your reaction to that news.
Well, I heard it just before I came on air with you, and I was surprised. I know that David Orr has held his present position for almost two decades, and prior to that was in the city council. Actually, I came into the city council in 1991, and he left shortly before that. So, we thank him. We thank him for his service to the people of Cook County.
All right, it's 2:47. I know I've taken more of your time than we originally bartered for, so I will let you go. I appreciate you joining us. And, Tony, please join us again.
Thanks, John, for inviting me.
You betcha. Tony Preckwinkle. All right, let's pick up a couple of phone lines. Lots of texts pouring in, too, among them ones like this. John, legalize everything, then just tax the crap out of it. John, if you're on public assistance, you do not pay the beverage tax. She confirmed that. Hey, Steve Bertrand, leave the poor folks alone. They've got enough problems just being, based on the comment Steve said earlier. Steve wasn't as against this tax as some of you. Hey, King John, they did consider taxing donuts, but the Chicago Police Union protested. Ha, 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 says Jerry. And we get it, Jerry. All right, here's some of your phone calls. We'll start with Mark. You're on, or I think it's Mary. Mary, you're on WGN. What's on your mind? Hi.
Hi, John. she's gone now, so obviously she can't answer the question, but she keeps talking about how this tax may stop people who have diabetes or obesity from buying these beverages. But the whole point of the tax is to make revenue. So why wouldn't we tax something that's across the board so that if everybody stopped buying beverages, the revenue wouldn't go away?
So do something across the board. What would an example be? What should we tax?
Well, you know, I'm a homeowner, and I understand that property taxes, we haven't raised them or whatever, but that affects everybody who's a homeowner. You're not going to stop being in your home if your taxes go up. You know, if you're going to make a revenue, if you're justifying revenue, then you have to make something that's not going to go away.
No.
Because like I told the person who answered the phone, if everybody who has diabetes or everybody who is obese or everybody who just drinks soda stop drinking soda, the money stops coming in.
Yeah, then we're screwed. I know. It's
right.
This happens all the time with sin taxes. They speak out of both sides of the mouth. They say, we really don't want you drinking soda. That's bad for you. It adds to your bad health and our collective health care costs. But if we all take them up on that, then they're going to have to tax something else.
Okay.
They need you to drink soda.
Okay, but wait. So let's assume that it really is part of it is health. And I think they'd be happy if everyone stopped doing bad things. Let's say it's eating dirt. If everyone stops eating dirt, that's great. Our health is better. If they still need the revenue, we won't be paying taxes on dirt anymore, so they'll tax something else in replace of that.
But
then it's all good.
Right. So the net is that at least we're healthier as a result. Right, Steve?
Right. And there's more dirt around.
Okay.
I know, and I have to work with him every day. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think I work in retail, and I'm the one who's going through this change right now. But I just think that they've got to come up with a different way. Taxing, I agree with syntax in general. If people stop buying the product, that revenue goes away. But you still have police officers, you still have doctors, you still have firemen, you still have roads to fix. There has to be another way.
If you're an overweight smoker drinker in Cook County, you are a cash cow. You are carrying the ball for a lot of us. And thank you for that. All right, Mary, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. You know what they have these projections. They say, and I don't know how they prove this. I'm sure there's some truth to it, but it strikes me as kind of funny numbers. They say, but if you all stop drinking soda, then you'll be less obese and you'll have fewer complications from your diabetes. And therefore, there'll be less of a strain on our health care system. So then the health care costs will go down $176 million. How did they get that? How did they get the $176 million or the $225 million or whatever it is? I mean, somebody has some sort of calculator and they punch some numbers in, it came out that way. But I'm really honestly hard pressed to believe that if we raise the price of a 2-liter bottle of soda 67 cents, that we'll save $200 million in collective health care costs in Cook County. I mean, really? You're going to tell me that that's actually going to happen? I hope it does, because it looks like the tax is certainly going to happen. Tony, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Hey, hi there. Hey, I had a quick thought. Just fairly recently, didn't Archer Daniels Midland move their corporate headquarters to Chicago?
ADM was in Decatur, right?
And right. Now they're in Chicago, and they are the largest manufacturer of high-fructose corn syrup in the country.
Oh, yeah, in the world, I'll bet you.
So, yeah, in the world. So how are they going to take this news? They're taxing a product that is their biggest product.
She said, probably not well. She said, though, here's what's going to happen. We're all going to stop drinking soda, and we're going to drink fruit juice, which isn't a great bargain, but okay, so we'll drink fruit juice. So all the distributors, she was speaking more about the distributors, say, than ADM, although I guess there's fructose in fruit juice. I don't know. But she said, so we're all going to switch to different beverages, so it shouldn't worry the retailers or distributors that much. They'll just have to distribute and sell different beverages, healthier ones.
Well, I would like for them to make ADM mad enough that they just put the corporate headquarters back in Decatur where they need the jobs more.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know what the fallout's going to be. Tony, thanks for the call.
And hey, and thanks, by the way, just for trying to get a yes or no answer out of a politician. That was kind of funny.
That's all I could do, man.
She didn't say yes or no. You can't commit to anything.
I thought I teed that up for her. I said, look, why don't you just say, I don't like this either, but we have to do it. If you want good government, you have to pay for it. I don't want to tax soda, but I have to do it. And she would not take that.
She just couldn't get the yes or no out of her mouth. No.
Thanks, Tony. Bye now. I don't dislike Toni Preckwinkle. I don't know her that well, and she's always struck me as a conscientious, hardworking, intelligent person. I have no problems with Toni. I don't know why, though. They just don't say it straight up. Everybody's thinking it. If you own it, I think you score points.